Simon & Schuster Audio presents Poached by Stuart Gibbs. Read by Gibson Fraser.
Chapter 1. The Prank. I would never have been accused of stealing the koala if Vance Jessup hadn't made me drop a human arm in the shark tank. It wasn't a real human arm. It was a plastic one Vance had stolen from a department store mannequin. But it looked real enough through the glass of the tank, which was how all the trouble started. Vance was the toughest, meanest kid at my middle school. He was in the 8th grade, but he'd been held back. Twice. Which made him a 15-year-old 8th grader. Plus, he was big for his age, nearly 6 feet tall with biceps as thick as Burmese pythons. Every other kid looked like a dwarf next to him. There was a very long list of things I didn't like about Lyndon B. Johnson Middle School, but Vance was at the top of it. He'd been bullying me since my first day of 7th grade, and it was now mid-December. I didn't know what he had against me. Maybe it was because I was new at the school and thus fresh meat, or maybe it was that, having spent most of my childhood in the Congo, I was different from all the other kids. Whatever the case, Vance homed in on me like he was a lion and I was the weakest wildebeest in the herd. Vance stole my lunch. He gave me wedgies. He flushed my homework down the toilet. I reported these incidents to my parents, who angrily informed the school principal, Mr. Dillnut. Unfortunately, Mr. Dillnut was afraid of Vance himself.